Welcome to another edition of Tales of the Keg, craft beer conversations. Make sure you're following Tales of the Keg on Twitter and like us on Facebook. That way you'll always have the latest news on the Tucson craft beer scene, events, podcasts, and blogs. Honored to be joined today by Brother John's Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Managing Partner, John Aldecoa. John, good afternoon. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well.
This is my first Tales of the Keg.
Ah.
So I'm glad it was with you because we met for the first time at the Culinary Experience.
That was a fun time.
On Saturday down at Casino del Sol. And I tried both sauces. I tried the spicy sauce and the house, the signature, with the brisket. And there's something about the signature sauce. I can't quite put my finger on it, but it makes you crave it beyond what is a normal acceptable level. You just keep coming back for more, whether you need it or not, on the brisket, because the brisket was fantastic on its own, standing on its own. But the sauce was something special. But first, let's start off with $2 Tuesday at Brother John's.
Best deal in Tucson. So basically, we have 52 beers on tap, specializing in, you know, Arizona craft beer, as well as craft beer from all over the country. And all 52 beers, entry-level pricing, the 10-ounce or 12 or 16-ounce pour for $2.
So you That's amazing.
Grapefruit Sculpin for $2. You can get a Franz's Connor Hefeweizen, a Walstefiner, left-hand milk stout. You know, just pick any of our beers on tap you can get for $2 on Tuesday. All day, open to close.
Well, first off, I don't know anywhere else that offers $2 beers. And if they do, it's going to be Bud Light, Miller Lite, or Coors Light.
Well, you can get those too if you like.
But. Yeah, but it's never going to be this fantastic selection of 52, you know, tap handles.
Well, the gimmick here, and I'll call it the catch, is you have to come into the restaurant. You can't get it to go. But we do have a classic liquor license, and we do full delivery, so you can order to-go delivery. But sitting in our restaurant and smelling the smoke and the barbecue, you can't help but eat. So that's what I'm banking on. I'm banking on that you're going to come in and have a nice craft beer for $2, try something that you've never had before, and then you're going to smell the aroma of this in-house smoked meats, and you're going to want to eat. So that's how it all works out. So I kind of view it as a great deal for my customers, but also to bring in new customers and to try our wonderful smoked meats, and that goes great with all our wonderful craft beer.
Absolutely, because I'm sure that the smoke just engulfs this 10,000 square foot restaurant.
Yes, it does.
Every day.
Nonstop. We're pretty much smoking our meat 24 hours a day. And unlike other barbecue places that may try to serve that smoked meat 2 or 3 days, 4 days in a row, if we don't sell it that first day, guess what? Got fresh smoke the next day, and then that stuff we use in other recipes and other cool menu items.
That may find itself into some beans.
It may
find itself into a burger of some sort.
The burger, we do some really cool things with. We actually do fresh ground meat from Dickman's Deli, one of our partners up the street. So that's fresh ground. And if you're familiar with the ugly steak here in Tucson,
I am familiar with the ugly steak.
You're getting a little bit of ugly steak in that burger. And Dickman's Deli does a great job. They trademark. That's their trademark, Dick the Ugly Steak. So that's you're getting a combination specially blended burger from Dickman's. And also, we put that meat, make these things called a short rib fritters. So you got the smoked meat, and we chop it up, make a balsamé, and then we gelatinize it, and then we egg batter it and pecco dusting and deep fry it, and you got this little cheesy meatball, basically.
Oh.
It's heavenly, and it's all the smoked meat. And our beans are almost 50% meat, seems, at times.
Sure.
Because all that meat, all the stuff, you know, we like I said, we don't reuse our meats beyond their useful life and call it barbecue. Everything's fresh out of the smoker.
But you also can't get rid of it either.
Oh, no, it's delicious. I make brisket jerky. Awesome.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff. Goes great with a nice nice ice-cold beer.
What beer would you pair with a jerky, a brisket jerky?
Well, that's a lot of flavor, so I'd go with something a little heavier, you know, maybe like the Left Hand Milk Stout or the Anderson Valley Bourbon Stout would go real nice with that jerky, you know. Or Brother John's Brown Sugar Amber is also a nice one, too. That's a custom beer that Uncle Bear's Brewery makes just for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You recently joined Tap Hunter. What is that about?
So Tap Hunter is awesome because all our beers are in Tap Hunter, and it's an online app you can download on your phone, and you can follow Brother John's, and it'll have our list of all the beers we have on tap, and it'll tell you what's on deck, what's coming next, and then if there's a beer that you follow and we get it, it'll notify you, hey, the beer's at Brother John's, or this beer's at wherever, and there's several thousand people in Tucson that are on Tap Hunter now. So
really?
Great app. It's a really, really nice app if you're a beer connoisseur.
Sure. Sure, and it's a great way for them to find out what's coming up and get alerted to that as well.
All the events too. So like I think our next event that we have scheduled is our beer dinner where Chef actually does a beer pairing, and it's a 4-course meal. We usually keep the pricing anywhere between $30-$35 depending on the beer he chooses. So right now our next beer dinner is scheduled on July 19th with Four Peaks Brewery.
Four Peaks. I remember seeing them. We had some samples at the Culinary Experience.
Yes, yeah, they were there. And they're out of Tempe, you know, and they do a great job. So we actually have about 8 different beers they gave us samples on. And so Chef's actually in the middle of tasting right now.
Okay. He's not tasting this morning.
I don't think so. But
well,
you know.
with the Diamondbacks game on and everything,
maybe,
it's a perfect time to do that.
Yeah, so he'll actually select 4 different styles of beers, and he'll actually create a special menu. Barbecue inspired, obviously. Like our last one we did with Dillinger Brewery, and Chef actually did a cold smoked salmon, which was phenomenal.
Oh, amazing.
Anyway, so the next one here, he'll put a menu together, and it'll be definitely summer oriented because it's July, so we're not going to do something nice, refreshing,
sure,
and some that'll pair nicely with the different beers from Four Peaks.
Some lighter items to.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you know, something that doesn't, you know, summertime, you don't want to be going too heavy on some of the entrees or some of the
sure. Sides. How can people get tickets to this event?
Well, you can literally come into the restaurant and buy them, or you can make a reservation online. You can go through our website, www.brotherjohnsbbq.com, or you can call the restaurant, 867-6787.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned before that you're on full delivery.
Yeah.
What is that? That sounds like something new.
Well, it is new. We just started doing it approximately about a month ago. So, and the boundaries go all the way up to River Road, all the way down, I believe, to Swan, all the way south to Ajo, all the way east, west to Greasewood.
That's a big area.
Big delivery area.
Big delivery area.
It's only a $4 charge to deliver. And,
really?
And $20 minimum. So you can have, we deliver lunch, open to close, available for delivery. It's 11 to 10, Monday, Sunday through Monday. So Monday through Sunday.
Will they deliver something off the 52 tap handle for me? Because that's what I would want for full delivery.
Well, you know what?
I got to come in on a Tuesday for $2.
Yeah, I kind of don't want to get the liability of delivering beer.
I understand.
Don't know who's calling on the back end there, if it's a 21-year-old or
yeah,
not.
Exactly.
So don't want to put that pressure on my delivery driver.
No,
so
we
probably
in.
Won't deliver the beer.
Yep.
But hey, catering event, you want to do full service catering or drop-off catering, like over $100, and you want me to bring you some growlers, catering, I will deliver for you, hands down, no problem.
Wonderful,
yeah,
wonderful.
Of course.
And last, 400 whiskeys. I need to come check out the back bar area.
Well, that's
18 foot tall, 50 feet wide, backlit, 400 whiskeys.
400, the best whiskey selection in Tucson, bare none. Smoked meat, smoked liquor, nice pairing.
That's why
do your
it's
own
called,
personal pairing.
That's why it's called Brother John's Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue. John, thanks for stopping by today. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Nice meeting you, Tom.
Nice to meet you. This has been another edition of Tales of the Keg Craft Beer Conversations. Make sure you're following Tales of the Keg on Twitter, like us on Facebook. That way you will always have the latest news on the Tucson craft beer scene, events, podcasts, and blogs. Remember, you can always go to espntucson.com/talesofthekeg for more.